Hello, and welcome to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Starting with the Ag Weather Update, the current minimum 2-inch soil temperature in Plains, Texas is 67 degrees with a weekly average of 66 degrees and at the 8-inch depth a temperature of 75 degrees with a weekly average of 76 degrees at the 8-inch depth. For the first week in June, Plains Mesonet Station recorded rainfall total of 1.56 inches with a total of 4.2 inches for 2013, which is exactly half of rainfall measured in 2012. Let's take a look at the number of heat units that have been accumulated for cotton. Since May 1st, we have accumulated 438 heat units, and 398 heat units have accumulated since May the 15th, and 131 heat units since June the 1st. Looking at grain, sorghum, and corn, 1,094 heat units have accumulated since April the 1st, 804 have accumulated since May the 1st, and 197 have accumulated since June 1. Moving on to this week's highlighted pest that has been found on the leaves of silverleaf nightshade and is moving into area vineyards, garden, and fields is the flea beetle. These beetles are moving into vineyards, gardens, and ornamental horticulture from driveways and borrow ditches as once healthy habitats are now drying down. These hungry pests are in search of greener pastures and are finding a home among vineyards, and particularly prevalent where silverleaf nightshade is present. Adult flea beetles measure about a quarter inch or smaller. They are leaf-feeding beetles with a segment of hind legs enlarged for jumping. When disturbed, these beetles actively jump. Body color varies by species, but are typically black. Adult beetles spend the winter in leaf litter and become active in spring, feeding on leaves, weeds, and other plants. They move into gardens and lay eggs in the soil, in plants, stems, or on leaves. These eggs hatch in about 10 days. After feeding for 3 to 4 weeks, they pupate and emerge in 7 to 10 days. Several generations can occur per year. Adult beetles chew small round holes, and the damage looks like the leaves have been shot with buckshot. For chemical control, choose a pesticide with an active ingredient of carbaryl, cyfluthrin, gamma cyhalothrin. Any of these products should offer good control. Remember, always read and follow label directions when using a pesticide. For more information on flea beetles, please visit our webpage at yoakum.agrilife.org. Then click on the Yoakum County Ag News tab. Thanks for joining me today for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report, and I hope you'll join me next time. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.